welcome to this Sunday Morning Meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
So we've got something a bit different this morning. We've got, we've just had the students from Horsham who've been up blessing us for the past 5 weeks, and they've been a great bunch, haven't they?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You won't have seen everything that they're doing, but they've been involved in just about everything from in the garden to, on the streets of Scarborough doing street and youth angels, to in the worship team, to doing stuff at Lamplu. It's been awesome. Thank you, James. It's been awesome to have them with us. So I thought this morning we'd give them, I don't know whether this is a challenge or something that they'd love to do, but I said to them, okay, each of you has got 5 or 6 minutes, 5 to 6 minutes. And they said, you're not going to time us, are you? And I said, yes, I am. Hallelujah. At 5 minutes, I will give you a 5-minute warning, and at 6 minutes, I'm going to stop you. Ooh, good job nobody does that to me. But they're students, you see. So they're going to do that. They can bring testimony. They can bring a story of how it's been while they've been here, or they can bring a word or a combination of all of those. So a bit different this morning. You're going to get 4 sermons, possibly 5 if there's any time at the left, because I've got something God gave me this morning. And we'll see how we go. So a bit of a treat today. The good thing is, if you're bored with the preacher, the next one's on in a few minutes. Sorry, guys, that wasn't very kind. Is this the order you're coming up on? Andy's first. Come on then, Andy. Woo! Praise God. Here you go.
Here's the microphone.
Right. Luke chapter 5. I'm not going to speak on Luke chapter 5. For those of you who've only been there for a few weeks, there is actually more to the Bible than Luke. And I'm going to share a bit more this morning. I'm going to share some stuff from Hebrews 12 that's really touched me. But I'm going to be reading from the Truth Bible. So unless you've got a Truth Bible, leave it and buy a Truth Bible afterwards. Right, when I first got up here to Scarborough, I was like absolutely amazed at the church here. You're such a great bunch of people, and like what God's doing here has just been really incredible. And I found myself, are any of you into Formula One? Yeah, some of you women probably have to watch it every now and again, but one of the great things in Formula One is watching people come out of the pit lane and rejoining the race, because the speed difference is just incredible. And coming up here, I felt like I was leaving the pit lane of Roffey and actually coming out into the real world again. And like the challenges that I face because of that, and just where you're going as a church and joining in with that, was I felt like I was one of these F1 drivers coming back out into the race again. And these verses from Hebrews 12 have really helped me over that time. Right, starting from verse 1. All these heroes of faith are like a great crowd of witnesses that surround us and encourage us to keep faith with God. Now, the heroes that it's talking about here in Hebrews 12 is the chapter before it talks about all of those great people like Noah and Abraham and Jacob and all of the amazing things that they did. But what it focuses on is the faith that they had, and it focuses on the way that they took hold of what God had said to them, and they actually walked in that and lived it out in their lives. I just want you to look around you this morning. Look around at the people in church here. Hopefully you recognise some faces. And you guys, to me, over these past 5 weeks, just hearing your stories, hearing what God's doing in your lives, the way you're impacting the community around you, you have been heroes of faith to me. And you guys are heroes of faith to each other. And it says, all these heroes of faith are like a great crowd of witnesses. We are all a great crowd of witnesses to the world. We're a great crowd of witnesses to each other. And we're there we're here to support each other and encourage each other. And I could not have stepped in to doing what I've had to do here if it wasn't for you guys coming alongside me and actually sharing your stories, encouraging me, building me up, and actually bringing me back into the reality where actually Jesus hits real life again. Because sometimes in Rothy, you spend so much time just sitting hearing the word that actually putting it into practice, you kind of forget how to do it a little bit. Don't tell them I said that. In fact, I've just realised this goes on the Kingdom Faith stream, doesn't it? But yeah, it's been brilliant, and so many things have challenged me, and just having you guys around me has just really lifted me out of those things and just moved me into a place where I'm like, yeah, actually, I can move on. I can move on being a witness. I can move out being a witness. It doesn't matter that this isn't my hometown. It doesn't matter that this isn't where I've, this is not where I've spent my life. It doesn't matter that I don't know the people here yet, because I've become part of the church here for these 5 weeks. I've become part of this great crowd of witnesses, these people of faith who are on a mission to change this town. And it goes on to say, so let us shrug off everything that comes against us and refuse every temptation to sin with which the devil wants to entangle us. Let us persevere in running the race in which God has entered us. And so often you get distracted from what you're doing. But there's one thing I've noticed about you guys is you set yourself that challenge, that focus, that goal. You have those passions within you that God's given you to do things, and you go with them with all of your heart. And just seeing that has just totally transformed my life. It's moved me into a completely different place. I've like seen so many people just completely given over to God, and just hearing your stories, I don't think I've spoken to a single person who hasn't had like a passion to really get involved and do something with their life to actually make a difference for the sake of Christ and the sake of the kingdom in this place. We're in a race. It's not easy. Like, when you're running, it is hard. Do any of you go out running? Okay, one or two. Probably the reason why it's only one or two of you is because the rest of you think, I can't run, it's too hard. I don't know if I'd be able to get very far. But actually, you are all runners for the kingdom. And you are running for the kingdom. And we shouldn't let anything come in and distract us from that. We shouldn't let the devil get a hold of us and distract us from running that race. And I've been involved in so many different things here. And that song, Your Love Never Fails, it's been like my song over placement. Not because of Your Love Never Fails, but because of the on and on and on. But actually, in the end, I actually picked up, actually, although my life here and the things that I'm given to do just seem to go on and on, and I've gone on and on. Jesus' love never fails, and he sticks with us. So just hold on to that and keep persevering, for you, because you are great people.
Praise God. You may think I'm being tough, but when you've got a bunch of people that can, potential preachers, you've got to be tough. Okay, who's next? Ariane. Welcome, Ariane.
Okay. It was really a good and precious time to come here for my placement. When I was thinking, okay, what can I share? Because I can spend maybe 1 hour to share, because God really did a lot here. And I have 3 thoughts, 2 songs, and 1 conviction. So, 3 thoughts. At first, he talked to me about his love. And this morning again, during the worship many times, and in Lamplo House, just when we are in his presence, sometimes we receive full of joy. Sometimes it can be some pain. He allows some tear to come out because he wants to really heal us. And I know that God really heals something really deeply. This is a process, but really he did a lot. And more we receive His love, more we are able to give more. And really, I was really blessed with the different opportunity I have to love my neighbor. You here, because you were my neighbor on the town in Scarborough. And His grace, His power in my weakness, really. As this verse said in 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. And in the true verses, in the true Bible, they said, my grace is always sufficient to meet your need. My power is revealed more perfectly through your weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. So really, in different time, really, I cried to God because I thought, oh, no, I don't have maybe the physic enough energy to do something, or maybe because it's difficult to continue to stay with people around, because I think I like to be alone. But at the same time, I was really in a bubble in my life before. I was really trapped in the loneliness. So God wants to challenge us. So sometimes he put in front of us opportunity where we are not in our zone comfort, but this is for because He loves us. And really, I was blessed. And the last thing is ask. Just, yes. Ask, knock, and the door will be open, you know. So really, every need we have, we can just come close to God and just ask Him. And I see in different really occasions, like I received 2 banners. I was so happy because really it's from long time I have the desire to dance to Him. And I was blessed in my finance when I was here. I received really good news for the next year because I will do the second year in the Bible College. So really in many ways, when I needed to have maybe because one of my language love is quality time. And after a few weeks, I didn't realize, after 2 or 3 minutes, but I didn't. And I was missing this kind of relationship. So God gave me someone to love, but at the same time, I was loved back. So I was really, really blessed. 2 songs, to go quickly. 2 songs, really, 2 new songs here. About one thing remain, your love. Your love never fails, never give up, never run out of me. And really, it's so true. And the second one, open your heart and let me in. Come away with me. It's never too late. I have a plan for you. It's going to be wild. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. Yeah. Yes. And He has this plan for each of you. And this is really a fantastic news. Every day, I think he wants to say us, I guess, come, I have a plan for you. And the last conviction is, love is acting. Always. Doing. We are people to do, to act for Him. And really, all this opportunity, I was really blessed in the Rayburn Center. Because this is something so, so clear. This is the road in action. Giving food. Be here. Have a safety house for the needy, for the poor person. And yes, it was really good in ministry. It's Street Angel to go in the town during the time of darkness, because people they go in clubs in the restaurant, not in the restaurant. I mean, it's good to go in restaurant, but when they drunk, sometimes this is a time where they want to escape because maybe they have so much problem in their life. But just to be here, to have some nice conversation, or just to be able to listening, giving some thick flaps or some for the woman, it was really simple thing. But we are the light, and it's really wonderful to go outside. So, yes, I was really blessed to be here, and really exciting for the next step. At the same time, a little bit tired to leave because Lamplo House was really a fountain of life for me. But I just trust God, and He has the best for the future, for me, for you too. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And you finished on time. Since Ariane mentioned it, let me just bring it up, because Street Angels and Youth Angels, we are in the season of recruiting again. Hallelujah, because the work is ever expanding. I tell you, the demands on the youth angels are incredible. The requests from the council and the police, just to be involved in things. We could have a team of 20 on the streets every Friday in terms of where they want us in the town. It's amazing. And the provision they're giving for us over the summer with the RIPOD van down on the seafront, providing that for us, which is great, just to be able to be there and help with the issues that the town is concerned about, but to be able to do it in a way that demonstrates the love of Christ. Amen. So we are looking for more volunteers. We're also looking to be setting up something new within Street Angels. And that is, again, requests coming in. Church, please come and help. And that is along the lines of Street Angels being available in the daytime, particularly during busy periods, to be in the parks, to be on the streets. Again, it's looking out for those who are vulnerable, looking out for those who need help, being on hand for the police as a backup, being in contact with CCTV. So it might involve looking for lost children. It might involve just going and talking to people where perhaps things were getting a little excitable, but remember, we don't deal with the actual violence, or helping people in a number of variety of ways, and also helping at events and things, again, in the same way. So if there's a big event on, the tourist section of the council would say, are you able to provide Street Angels to be at this event? Not for security again, but to look after people. And these daytime angels also, they're saying, you know, would you be able to call in businesses and just see how people are doing and how are the people of the town getting on, and that kind of thing. In other words, we were being asked, can you pastor the town for us? Which we want to do. So if you think, yeah, I could do that, any of those, any of the above, or even all of the above, some people will be doing all of them, then you need to let Brian know, because he's taking down names, and the next set of training will happen in the autumn. Okay, but if you fancy going out with Youth Angels or Street Angels to experience what it's like, and it's not frightening at all, I can promise you that. The thought of being out with Street Angels late at night can be scary. It isn't. It's amazing. The grace of God is upon it. We now have the Street Angels out, or Street and Youth Angels combined, at weekends. They go out, normally around 6:30 on a Friday night as Youth Angels, and then there's a changeover into Street Angels, and so there's a team from the church basically on the streets then until 2:30 in the morning, and then on Saturday there's no Youth Angels at the moment, just the Street Angels out from 9:30, 10 o'clock through till 2:30. It makes a difference. The church on the streets in all those times saying, this town belongs to Jesus Christ. We want good things for this town. We want this town to be blessed, and we're here to help. Amen. Not to judge. For so long the church has been known for what it's against. Let's let the church be known for what we're for. And what we're for is to care and love for people and make the name of Jesus known while we do that. Amen. Not to thrust Jesus in people's faces, but to be there when they need us. Amen. Right, that was great, Ariane. Let's go. Looks like Nathan is coming up next.
Oh, there's a lot of people. I just want to say something about the weekend that we've just had with the J27 kids. You parents really need to be proud of your kids. I was able to lead worship at the weekend and really see, actually, just being able to stand in front of all the kids and seeing them really worshiping and really engaging with God. It's actually a really awesome thing to see that actually when kids are like that and they're actually like, they've got passion, they've got a heart for Jesus. It was actually such an amazing thing to see, because I thought they wouldn't be involved or engaged, but it was brilliant. To be honest, I sat down with Pastor Jonathan, who is like the head of the college down at Roffey, and I sat down with him in the second term, and we were chatting a bit about placement, and I remember saying to him, like, I don't want to stay at Kingdom Faith, I don't want to go to a Kingdom Faith church on placement, I want to get something new, something different. And then the list went up and I came to Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. I was like, brilliant, okay, God obviously is sending me here for a reason, and to be honest, I've seen that reason. Like, I've seen such a passion like come out of me and a hunger to see God more in my life, but also God in more of other people's lives. Like, everything that the church is involved with and everything the church is doing, it's really hit me hard in a way that's, it's like hit my heart and thought, actually, Nathan, like, what are you doing? What are you standing for? What are you going out of your way to do? What are you challenging yourself? Are you stepping in deep, or are you just staying where you are in your comfort zone? And for me, it was actually quite hard to see, because like, we went out and did like the Rainbow Center, and you kind of just like walk around and you help people, and it's like, okay, I'm doing mundane jobs, but it's still helping. But then, like, you get in a client situation and you think, oh my goodness, these people are like, they're on a hook, and it's just like they need to be saved, and you've got to pull them. So I was just like, okay, God, like, I really want to be able to see like how I can get more of you in my life, also more of you like be able to show. And so I just want to really share a bit about like what God's been saying to me recently about how to get more of like the kingdom out there and get more kingdom in my life. Because like, if you don't have that hunger, like if you just come to church every Sunday and you just sit here, like for me, I've got hunger where I really want to see God moving every area of my life. And I think that's what God wants to do, because like, it is a fun thing to do. Like, at times it can be nervy, but at the time it's the best. Like, I lived a life where it was just like, okay, I'm a Christian, I go to church. But then when I actually had the realization of actually it's a relationship, it's like, it's part of being engaged with God. It just changes the way you look at life. It changes the way you look at situations. You know, you look at a situation with a different mindset, a different like approach. And there's one part of the Bible which really hit me in Matthew, where, you know, Jesus is asking like, who do you say I am? And Peter comes up and he says like, you know, you're the Christ. And Jesus answers with, he basically talks about like, he wants to build the church on a rock. But then for me, he says, I gave you the key truths that unlocked the way to the kingdom of heaven. And for me, like, nothing of what Jesus said like hit me, but the thing which hit me was like, Jesus said, okay, who do you say that I am? And it was Peter that said, you are the Christ. And then Jesus came with that, okay, I give you the keys to the kingdom. And for me, it's the recognition of who Jesus is in a situation that then allows the kingdom to come into that situation. And so for me, like, the way now I approach situations, like just through placement, like I've looked at things now, okay, God, like you're Lord in this situation. You need to come in, and I'm going to step aside. Like, it is that surrender and that total saying, okay, God, like, I am so weak in this situation. Because a lot of the times for me, like, I'll look at a situation and I'll think, okay, I'm going this, I'll do that, then I'll do this. But actually, like, Jesus actually wants to go before you, wants to tell you how to do it, wants to give you a blueprint, wants to give you a plan. And trust me, that way is so much better. And so for me, like, just Jesus being able to highlight that actually it's him that needs to come through in a situation. It's him that needs to come through. And then I was just like, okay, Jesus, that's brilliant. And then I was just like, okay, but like, how do I get more of this hunger? How do I get more of like what you want, your heart? And God's really like, it all comes out of relationship. Like, it's got to come out of relationship with him, nothing else. Like, okay, you can like stir your emotions up yourself, but actually you've got to get God's heart for a situation. And God really began to speak to me about how I'm his son. So I was like, oh, brilliant, God, like, I'm your son. You're going to give me things. You're going to bless me. But God was actually like, actually, Nathan, it's something which comes from you that I'm looking for. It's that relationship. And God just started to speak to me like what he expected of me as a son. He's like, total dependence. You know, as a kid, you're totally dependent on your parents. You know, you go to them for everything. If you're in need, you go to them. You know, you just need them. And like that total trust. But also that adventure as a kid, like you want to step out, you want to do things. And for me, like, I've been quite timid in the past, but actually, like, with God saying, no, come this way, come on, Nathan, walk faster, step into this. And I'm like, okay, God, I want to do that, let's do it. And also, like, being a kid as well, you're also influenced by your parents. And so I guess that's easy, just like looking what Jesus did and seeing what he did and seeing what he's telling to do. But one of the things that hit me the most was like, God was saying, like, in you, Nathan, I want to see constant growth as a kid, as a son. I want to see you constantly growing in me. Like, I don't want to see you pause or step back in anything that you're doing. Because when you're constantly growing, then you're going to see more of God. If you're always growing, you're going to see more of him in every situation. So I just want to say, like, just being here, it's just been such a pleasure and a blessing to be able to be in a church that has such a heart for God and such want to see him in the community. And like, and just being able to, like, being trusted with the small things and then get given the bigger, like, just the way, like, Street Angels had favour and, like, how the council and the police have come in. You know, they're the bigger things, and God's going to give even bigger things to you guys. And so, Paul and Kate, you are awesome guys. You know, you guys have got a great leadership in this church. And, yeah, just really support them, because they're going to take this church into great things and they'll give Jesus great fame. So thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Nathan. And last and not least, we have Claire.
Cool. Yeah, it's been such an honour and a privilege to be here. I just want to say first of all, it's just been so great to get to know some of you guys and just to spend time with you, because you've really, really inspired, I think, all of us, but certainly you've inspired me. Just when I was praying about like what God wanted to say this morning, I just got this verse in Philippians 3, verse 12 to 14. And it says, I do not claim to have received all that God has for me, neither have I yet been made perfect. But I'm always moving forward to take hold of everything that Christ Jesus has planned to give me when he laid hold of my life. My brothers, I know I have not yet appropriated everything, but I maintain my focus. So I forget what lies behind me in the past and I reach out with longing for what lies ahead. Yes, I press on towards my goal, which is to gain the prize that God has for me when he calls me home to heaven in unity with Christ Jesus. And I just believe God was just speaking that over this church, because I've come here and I've seen a church that has such a passion and such a desire after God. You guys are advancing. You guys are moving forward. You know, in the town, you're moving forward. In the community, you're moving forward. You've got a voice in this town. Just the favor that we've heard of. I mean, it's incredible. Just, I was chatting to Brian and just hearing the favor that is over sort of Street and Youth Angels and what's being asked. You know, there's a voice that's rising up in this town, and it's from this church. You know, it's from the church. And, I just love the fact that you've got goals. I mean, it's like just being here 5 weeks, we've just caught so much of the vision that you guys are running with. And just, you know, hearing sort of Pastor Paul sharing vision and like last week, I just love the fact that you're taking up offerings in faith for like a building that you don't have yet, but you're preparing because you've got goals and you're moving forward towards stuff. And it's like, to me, that's a real faith step, because it's like you're moving forward to something that you haven't necessarily seen yet, although Pastor Paul probably has, but you haven't necessarily seen yet, but you're willing to sow into it and you're willing to back it and you're willing to move forward into that. And that just really speaks to me of this church. You know, you're a church that's always moving forward to take hold of everything that Christ Jesus planned for this church when he planted it 4 years or whatever it is ago. But the bit that goes on, my brothers, I know I have not yet appropriated everything, but I maintain my focus. So I forget what lies behind in the past and I reach out with longing for what lies ahead. And that really struck me. You know, I forget what lies behind in the past. You know, sometimes we can, like something I've learned so much over college is, you know, when you're moving deeper and when you're going forward, you know, college is obviously a place where we're really having to, we're being pushed forward, we're moving forward, we're being pushed into deeper places, as it were. But something I've really had to learn is that how to keep a short account with God. Because when you're moving forward and you're pressing into new places, you know, we all mess up. We do stuff that's wrong. We say stuff that's wrong. We think stuff that's wrong. We sin, basically. We do stuff that's wrong. And, you know, when you're moving forward, you become more aware of that stuff, I think. And God really challenged me when I was at college about the things that I spoke and the things that I thought. And I used to spend so much time just submitting my thoughts to God, submitting my tongue to God, and be like, God, take it all. I really want to speak your words. I want to think, you know, I want you to feel my thinking. And then I'd get downstairs, and it's the first thing I do was speak a load of stuff that was a load of rubbish and think a load of thoughts that were all wrong and be like, God, why? You know, and I'd run up to my room and quite often just end up in tears. And it's like, I'm trying, I've submitted, you know, and I'm trying, and it's all gone wrong. And God really taught me about how essential it is, you know, because some of the things that I said, it's not that I was intending to be mean, but some of the things that I said, it's like if I kept hold of that, you know, I'd repent. I'd go upstairs and I'd repent. But, you know, you have to actually leave it behind. You have to forget about it, because in Hebrews 10, it says, I will never remember their sins and their acts of rebellion against me. Once sins are forgiven, there is no need for any further sacrifice to take away our sins. And like those verses became such a key to me, because, you know, when you're advancing but things go wrong, it's so easy, you know, to repent and get God's forgiveness, but then to pick them up and drag them along with you. And the thing is, when you drag them along with you, they become bigger and you start focusing on them. They weigh you down and it stops you advancing. And God is wanting this church to be a church that is just moving forward and advancing. And, you know, to be a church that's moving forward and advancing, you know, you've got to get a hold of, like, just letting go of stuff. And, you know, God forgives us and he forgets it. It says that in his word. But actually, you've got to make a choice as well to kind of, like, forgive yourself and forget as well, because it's so easy just to start sort of, like, dragging that stuff along. But actually, that prevents you from moving forward. And as I was just sort of praying, it's like God was putting a challenge. It's like, do you have the faith to believe that my blood was full enough and did enough to actually forgive you for the sins? You know, do you have the faith to believe that actually you can really let go of that and you can leave it where it needs to stay, you know, down, buried, dead, finished and in the pit? Because actually, if you keep dragging that stuff along, then it prevents you advancing. And God is advancing this church, and I've already gone over my 5 minutes, so. Yeah, no, but it's just, it's really encouraging because, you know, having spoken to you guys, you know, there's, you just running with vision, you know, you're running with passion. There's not many people I have spoken to, even people that welcome on the door, people that do jobs, who just, you talk to them, it's like, I'm not just doing a job, I'm doing this because God has called me here, God has put me here, God has placed me here because this is what he's spoken to me. And so, you know, just keep advancing. It's great.
Praise God. Five-course meal this morning. Now, I'll put it there. I haven't started it yet, though. The last bit of the message. Praise the Lord. I'm going to press the start button. Now. Oh, it didn't start. There we go. All right, I'm speaking from Luke 5. Thanks, Andy. He's got to do the children's work, hasn't he? Now. Here we go. As Jesus was leaving the town later, this is from verse 27 in Luke 5. As Jesus was leaving the town later, this is after the whole story with the lowering of the stretcher through the roof that we did last week, he saw a tax collector named Levi sitting in his customary place. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Levi rose and left everything to follow Jesus. That's it. Amen. What's God going to say to us this morning in this short space of time that I have now allowed myself, as opposed to usual? One, it's time to get out of our customary place. God is moving us on. If you are comfortable, get uncomfortable in the Lord. Start doing the things. I loved you guys saying that you've been talking to people, and it doesn't matter what people are doing. They're saying, I'm not just here to do this. God has called me to a bigger purpose. Because whoever you are, whether you're part of this church, whether you're visiting this church this morning, God has called you for a purpose. Hello? He has a plan and a destiny. But to walk in that, you have to get out of what is normal for you. You have to allow God to stretch you. Get out of the customary place, as it says here. Every day, Levi was sat there taking in his taxes. He could have carried on doing that, but he would have remained comfortable. Jesus had an adventure for him. He was going to change his name to Matthew. He'd end up writing a gospel, and he would see thousands, probably millions, I guess, over the centuries of lives changed as a result of that day that he got out of doing what he normally did and said yes to Jesus. Amen. And it says that Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And Levi rose up and left everything to follow Jesus. I was looking up the word follow. It comes from two different Greek words, apparently. One means to be an attendant or a follower of. And the other one means away or to accompany. In other words, when Jesus says, "Come, follow me." And it says that Matthew rose up, or Levi as he still is, rose up and followed him. It doesn't just mean that Jesus was up there somewhere and he was following behind. When Jesus says, "Follow me," he's saying, "Come and accompany me with me. Come and walk with me in the way that I'm going to show you. Come and join the journey." And so when you get out of your customary place, it's not like when you get out of that comfortable place that you're just permanently uncomfortable, because what you find is that as you walk along, Jesus is with you. He's not gone miles on ahead. I mean, I know that sometimes it feels like he's jumped on a Harley Davidson and gone vroom. It does feel like you're hanging on the back horizontal sometimes to keep up with him. But as far as he's concerned, he is accompanying you. It's just that there's a little bit of a hand on the back sometimes to cause us to walk. But it's a bit like we've been hearing from these guys this morning. And there's people here this morning. Have you ever answered that call? Come, follow me. Come, get out of that comfortable place. Get out of your routine life. Get out of the boring way that you're doing things. I'm not saying everybody's in that. And come with me. Come my way. Come accompany me. Come join me on the adventure. Amen. I love that. And so Matthew gets up out of his seat. It says Levi rose up. It means he stood up on his feet. It's a word actually that can be used to raise the dead. The word that's used there to say he stood up. You might as well say the dead man stood up and walked. But then isn't that a picture of coming into new life in Christ, because it says, when you rise up and follow him, therefore I am a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. Hallelujah. Then that's why you can go on the great adventure, because you don't go on the great adventure as the person that you were sitting at the tax booth, Levi. You get a whole new life in Christ. In fact, you get the life that you were created to be. Hallelujah. In astrology, many people like to look up their birth signs. And they say, oh, I'm Pisces, so that means this. Or I'm Sagittarius, so that means this. Or I'm Taurus, so that means this. But when you rise up in Christ, you come under the sign of the cross. And the sign of the cross is one that sets you free from what anyone else tries to write or impose upon you. You are free to be the person that God has created you to be. You don't need someone telling you, well, this is your character, because God has given you an individual character that is as individual as God is and is as varied as creation is. Amen. Rise up and follow me as who you are, as the person that you are, with the personality that you've got. And I will sort of, but it will be in the form of a new creation and a new way of walking with me. The beginning of a great adventure. A little bit of a theme tune to go along with the preach there. Lovely. Hallelujah. And it says that he left everything behind to follow Jesus. And the word left means left behind. And if you've got sort of issues and problems and healing issues and all those things, the answer in Jesus is, yes, I will heal you. Of course I will. Yes, I will sort out those issues in your life. Of course I will. Yes, I will resolve the family problems in your life. Yes, of course I will. When you rise up and follow Jesus, whether you're a Christian already and you say this morning, yes, come on, I'm on the adventure with you, or whether you haven't yet ever said yes to Jesus, it's still the same. He brings you into something new, something great, and something adventurous. Amen. Hallelujah. 6 minutes. You didn't think it was possible. It isn't. I'm still talking. Hallelujah. I want us to finish with a song. Claire, is the band equipped to do Come Away? We've never done it here, have we? Yeah, because Nathan could lead it, couldn't he? Because he's, we love his singing, don't we? So up you come, band. Hallelujah. This is a great song. We haven't done it here in the theatre. Come away with me. As they're coming up, I just want to ask people out there, is there anybody here and you've never said yes to Jesus? You've never made a public declaration of the fact that you want to follow him. It's about turning from your life and going his way. Because during this song, you've got an opportunity to respond, because the song is called Come Away. And it's different to the normal songs that we would do. It's as if God is singing it to us. So we're going to stand and sing this song, Come Away With Me. But I will put this before you. If there's anybody here who's never made that public response to follow Jesus, we'd love to pray with you. We'd love to give you some stuff to help you on the beginning of the walk with him, and talk with you and help you on that beginning. And if that is you, that's you. As we start doing this song, can you just come down the front?
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.